Live on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't.
Yeah, now if you're listening for the first time and thinking, what are you doing? It's Michael Bublé with It's a Beautiful Day. It's actually Michelle Spencer's kind of theme tune. It's fine. You said that we should just be friends while I came up with that line, and I'm sure that it's for the best. I'm sure Michael loves that. So as I turn the music down and I turn Michelle's volume up. Hello again, Michelle, how are you?
Hello, Joe. Yeah, no, I'm good. I think one of my New Year's resolutions is talk less.
Talk less. Yeah, so listen, we have a special one today. Well, everyone's a special one, really, right? Over Christmas, it was only, 2 weeks ago that was eating £4 of cheese here in the studio.
Yeah.
The Christmas special.
Insane. I think that I said the cheese is still coming out of my pores.
I know. Yeah, it's going to take me 4 years to get rid of that, to be fair. But yeah, but you're here today. You're going to talk about like helping to move our digestive system and general stuff like that today.
I think so. Yeah. Everyone at this time of the year, I think, starts reflecting about what they've eaten pretty much over the past month and drank. So, and then you get caught up in that whole myth about yoga and detox and twists detox, and we should go to a hot class to detox. And I wanted to talk about that a bit because I wanted to debunk the myth a bit.
Yeah.
And I know you're all thinking, what? But you're a yoga teacher. Don't you want people to come to yoga class? But there are things we can do for our digestive system. But I just wanted everyone to realize you're constantly detoxing through your body all the time. Your lungs are detoxing, your blood, you're constantly sweating, you're letting things out. And just by moving, so you don't have to go to a yoga class. I know I'm just shooting myself in the foot here, but you don't have to go to a yoga class to feel better. Just move gently, you know, and going for a walk, not in this weather, but not in this weather. I know my husband's New Year's resolution is to walk, go for early morning walks, and it's been horrendous.
Yeah.
But he's like, that's not happening.
It won't happen until February, probably.
Probably. And of course, our dog does not do rain.
No, mine does. Mine's very precious as well.
Yeah. It's like they melt or something. So yeah, so you can go into the gym, you can do gentle exercises. So I'm going to do a couple little exercises. Yay. You can even do at home, and you can do on the floor, you can do it in your bed, you can sit in your chair and do it.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
I know, chair yoga. Where's the finger thing?
Chair yoga.
So, shall we get started? All right, cool. So, the very first one, if like me, you've eaten too much cheese over the holidays, and it's or just food or mince pies, or you know, our average of 32 mince pies in the month, it's all just sitting there in the gut. So, the first thing we can do, and if you come to classes with me, you'll find that we're doing all these moves right now. We start on our back, laying down. But if you're sitting in a chair, you can easily do this as well. But if you're laying down, all we're going to do is bend the knees. I'm going to just take my little boots off here. We're going to bend the knees and we're going to squeeze them into the chest. So you could do this if you're sitting in a chair. You could do one knee at a time, lifting it up, squeezing it into the abdomen.
Right. Gotcha.
And so if you're on your back and every time you breathe out, squeeze the knees in. And when you breathe in, inhale, just let the knees away.
Oh, right. Okay. That's
so nice. I always say, like, think about those fire bellows. Right, you like those old fashioned ones, you squeeze in and let go. So, and do that like 10 20 rounds just to get things start moving,
or as many as you can handle.
Yeah, that's
even
it. And it's not a strenuous one whatsoever. Mm. And a funny thing is, it's one you can do with your baby as well. So, if you've got a new baby at home that's colicky or got trapped wind, do this with them as well on their back, squeeze their knees in and out, and get things moving. Yeah,
that's an extra tip there as well.
And then another one you can do. So while you're on your back, you can lay on your back and just turn the feet up to the ceiling, reach up and either grab hold of the feet, or you can grab behind the knees if you can't reach the feet, into what we call happy baby pose.
Oh.
So you know when they lay on their back and they play, and again, it's squeezing
happy
things.
Baby pose.
Yeah, moving them along. Then the next one you can do, so again, hold that for as long as you want. Mm-hmm. Some people really enjoy that pose and can stay there forever. Other people, not so much. We can take the knees again, and we can drop the knees. So if you're laying on your back, knees again are bent, feet are lifted off the floor, and we're going to release the knees to the right, mm-hmm. hold it for a few breaths, and then release it to the left. Mm. So you could do the same thing sitting up, really. So just lift the feet up off the floor, mm-hmm. move the feet over to the right, and you're kind of just, I just finished saying this about twisting and detoxing, but we are twisting. And what it's actually doing is if we go right first, then left, mm-hmm. it mimics our digestive system. So the way the digestive system moves, and we're just kind of pushing it along. So anything that's stuck there, we can, with the muscles, just pushing it along the intestine there. So that's that. And then the last one, my favorite for the brain, is I need lots of work on that. I'm waiting for a comment. Again, you can lay on your back or you can sit up in your chair.
Yeah.
Arms out, knees bent.
Arms out, so does it matter which way your hands are facing?
No, I would just do, palms faced in.
Okay,
and what we're going to do, what we're going to do is we're going to straighten the right leg.
Right.
Lift the left arm up.
Okay, and you can do
so it's opposite arm and leg. Yeah, you can do the seated or on your back.
Yeah,
then bring it back into center, bend the other leg, and then the other side. Right arm lifts up, left leg straightens. Yeah. And back.
And what's that do?
So this one's just tightening up your core, so working your abs.
Yeah.
But it's also working your brain because you're trying not to move half the body.
No.
While you're moving only one side.
Yeah.
So you're trying to keep, it's like walking and chewing gum and rubbing your tummy all at the same time.
I get that. But that's actually really good exercise if you're just sitting down and you know, you're working from home. Yes, I know. I've got people listening in that might be working from home.
Is that Zoe that was listening earlier?
Zoe, yes, certainly. Yeah, got time off work there as well. So, clear as blue. You was listening there.
I was listening.
That's right, yes. So, you know, it's all those types of things where this can really help, I think.
Exactly.
The little tips and tricks. And it's just like actually having a reminder. And speaking of reminders as well, of course, you can go into phoenixfm.com and have a look at Drive or Joe Bailey. And I've put them in episodes. Yeah. There's a couple of specials there as well that we had over Christmas. Lengthy ones, but they were good fun.
I think last week's was really good. I keep listening to it.
You keep listening to yourself.
The music was really good.
We're finding out a lot more about you. What do you mean? What isn't in the music?
It was catchy and it was good. And the Communards, I just kept singing. It was like one of those earworms that stuck in my head. And
it is one of those tracks, right? Yeah, tracks of the 80s, really. But yeah, so, but Michelle, so you are going to be coming back as usual.
Yes.
Next Thursday. But where can we find you again? If someone thinks, oh, do you know what? It's January. I fancy going to a class.
Yeah.
You're a local girl.
Good. So Thursday nights, if you've never done yoga, come Thursday night to the Better Gym at the Bay Tree Center. And I run a beginner's class for half an hour, 6:15, followed by a regular class. I'm at Anytime Fitness on Sundays now as well.
Here in Brentwood.
In Brentwood's the brand new one that the old Laura Ashley. Is it Laura Ashley?
Yeah, it used to be lovely. Yeah.
And then I'm in Hornchurch as well, 5 days a week at Fairkites Art Center.
5 days a week?
5 days a week. I know. I live there.
You do? Have you got your own room? Just
I'm always out of the same room. Yeah. They're like, oh God, here she is again.
Yeah. So you can easily find Michelle. And again, all of Michelle's links will be on the phoenixfm.com website as well. So, and Michelle, you will be back next week, won't you?
I will be, yes.
But you've got a request, haven't you?
Yeah, I thought this was a perfect one.
Yes.
Amy Winehouse Rehab.
Brilliant. Michelle, thanks so much. And I will see you next week.
See you next week, Joe. They tried to make me go to rehab. I said, no.